Welcome to the USNA Property Network podcast, powered by the Vermeer Group. The USNA Property Network podcast educates military officers on the neighborhoods surrounding the military bases in which they could PCS. Our mission is to provide genuine, authentic, informal conversation that's going to help Navy and Marine Corps officers start their research into their new home. This podcast is made possible thanks to the sponsorship of the Vermeer Group. Vermeer Group is a residential real estate team that specializes in helping Naval Academy graduates and other select clientele move to both Monterey and San Diego, California. If you have any real estate questions at all, please reach out to me directly at grant@thevermeergroup.com. I'd be more than happy to help. Thanks. From Marina back down into Central Monterey, this episode is all about Monterey proper. So I'm really excited about this opportunity to talk about being in the city of Monterey. And thank you so much, Allison, for joining us in this episode. I hope you enjoy it. You're going to get a little bit of insight into choosing to rent closer to downtown and being close to everything, Cannery Row and everything of the sort. So I hope you really enjoy it. Feel free to reach out to me, grant@thevermeergroup.com, if you ever have any questions. Otherwise, enjoy. Hey, Allison, thank you so much for taking the time to come talk with everyone. Just to give a quick background for everyone listening, do you mind just giving a little bit of context about your background, your military background, and how you ended up at MPS?
So my name is Allison Franchi. I graduated from the Naval Academy in 2016 as a surface warfare officer. Last year, I put in a package to lateral transfer and was selected to transfer into the human resources community. And they gave me the opportunity to come to Monterey to start a master's program in manpower systems analysis. And I was a little bit resistant at first because I was on the East Coast and I was settled and happy, close to family. So Monterey seemed like a big move, but I'm about 6 months into a 21-month program, and I absolutely love it here. So happy to share my experience so far with anybody who needs it.
Yeah. That's so cool. And so the program that you're in, is that very specific to HR officers, or are there people from other designators or other branches as well that are in that program?
So it's about 50% HR officers for the Navy and about 50% manpower, or kind of a mix of Marine Corps officers that'll go into a manpower type job. So it looks a little bit like an MBA program, but with a focus on recruiting and retention and kind of the manpower numbers. So yeah.
Yeah, super interesting. And the schedule for a program like that, because we actually talked to another HR officer who's in like the OR program or the operation or some kind of like data analysis program. And it was a very heavy schedule. Is your schedule like that, where it's classes 5 days a week and you're kind of studying a ton? Or is it a little bit more laid back program?
Ours is definitely on the more laid back side. I wouldn't say it's easy.
Sure.
Taking stats years after graduating is not fun. But it's not too bad. So it's usually about Monday to Thursday. Classes range anywhere from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., but not terrible.
No, that's awesome.
Some of the engineering programs seem a little bit more challenging.
A little bit more aggressive. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. And so you do kind of have a 3-day weekend almost every weekend then, or for the majority?
Almost every weekend. And the teachers are pretty flexible.
Great.
We had a Friday lab come up and our professor was willing to kind of work with us and move that earlier in the week. So they definitely support it.
Oh, that's so good. They definitely support it. So that'll be good, because we'll kind of get down to maybe some trips or different things that you can do on a 3-day weekend. But you kind of mentioned that your family's on the East Coast. You're from the East Coast. You wanted to be on the East Coast. When you got the orders to MPS, did you know anything in the area? And if you did or didn't, kind of how did you start that research? Like, how did you just figure out where you're going to live, what things you're going to do, and just anything about the area of Monterey?
Yeah, so I had passed through Monterey once on a road trip down the Pacific Coast Highway about 6 years ago, and we had just like stopped for lunch, and we're like, oh, this place is cute, and never thought that I would come back here and live here. It's wild.
Sure.
The first thing I did was I pulled up a map, and I called a friend, and I was like, explain these neighborhoods to me, because there are different neighborhoods, and I don't know what's what. And then I just kind of started using Zillow and apartments and figuring out what different rentals looked like in which neighborhoods, try to figure out what BH would cover and like where my budget was, and kind of narrowed it down to 3 neighborhoods just because I wanted to be centrally located and able to walk to bars or restaurants. So I narrowed it down to Pacific Grove, Cannery Row, and then downtown Monterey, Alvarado Street, yep. and just kind of kept searching every day until I found an apartment that looked like it met what I was looking for.
Yeah. And where'd you end up settling then out of those three options?
So I'm in Pacific Grove, but I'm right okay. at the end of Cannery Row. So it's not true Pacific Grove, but I'm mm-hmm. about a block from the bike path that goes along the water, and I've got a great view of Monterey Bay. So I got very lucky with my location.
Oh, that's so nice. And so if you were to walk to a restaurant on Cannery Row, or for example, like we'll use a big landmark, like the Monterey Plaza Hotel, kind of more down into Monterey, how far of a walk or a bike ride are you from that area?
To get to Monterey downtown, Alvarado Street mm-hmm. is about a 25 to 30 minute walk.
Okay.
To get to Cannery Row is about a 5 minute walk. And then if I went the other way and I walked to downtown Pacific Grove, which has some great restaurants, that's about a 10 minute walk.
Okay.
So
perfect. No, that's super nice. And kind of with that location is that you're also really close to MPS as well. Do you drive to work? Do you bike to work? Kind of what's your commute path and generally how long does it take to get to work or get to school in the morning?
Yeah. So it's about a 7.5 minute drive, depending on if I hit the lights, right? Yeah. But 7 to 10 minutes to get to school driving. And I have biked it once. Okay. It was my intention to bike it more.
Sure.
It gets a little chillier in the mornings than I was anticipating. But with the bike path, it's super easy. So I could probably bike there in about 18 minutes, maybe a little bit less. Okay. So super easy. I have a couple of friends who bike there every morning. I just mm-hmm. am lazy.
Yeah. And as someone who drives, what's the traffic like? And kind of for your program, what time are you normally coming in on the morning? And then what's the traffic like at that time?
Yeah. I was arguing with a friend of mine the other day because he was complaining about the traffic. And I was like, it's like a stoplight, man. Like, it's not traffic. Like, this is not DC where you're like sitting on the beltway for an hour and a half. It's literally small town traffic. So at about mm-hmm. 4, it kind of gets a little bit backed up just because there are so many stoplights. But I don't think it's ever taken me more than 20 minutes to get to or from school. There's a little bit of gate traffic just because everyone also decides to get to class 10 minutes before class starts. Yeah. So a little bit of gate traffic, but nothing compared to San Diego or Norfolk or any of those places.
Mm-hmm. No, it's super convenient. It's exactly like you're saying. I've had those conversations before. I've been like, oh, man, there's just like a lot of traffic down here. I was like, you guys, no. Like, what are you? Like, after you're saying, after having been, so I was stationed at Fort Meade for a while, did the Baltimore thing, had a bunch of friends up in DC, kind of experienced that DMV traffic, and then, or even a base, like a big base like Norfolk or San Diego, like, it's just not even comparable, right? Like, you start to get this sense of like, oh, I've been in Monterey for so long, it's so nice, it's a small little base, like this little bit of traffic is frustrating, but it really isn't anything compared to probably what a lot of people are used to in terms of their morning commute. So you decided to live close to Cannery Row, the Pacific Grove, Cannery Row border. What are some of the best parts of living that area? You kind of mentioned that you wanted to be able to walk to restaurants and bars and stuff. Have you found that to be the case? And are you taking advantage of it? And do you really like it?
I love it. Okay. I probably 3 or 4 times a week, I'll come home from class and just go for a run on the bike path, just like right along the water, because it's right there. And it's gorgeous. You're running and there's otters just like floating along in Monterey Bay. And you're like, that's an otter. Like, that's wild. So I think like the proximity to the bike path is awesome. And then I have a grocery store that's walking distance. So I'll walk to the grocery store. I've got like a handful of different coffee shops, or there's a brewery right by the wharf, by the Fisherman's mm-hmm. Wharf. That's great, Dust Bowl. And so it's an easy walk or an easy bike ride down there on like an afternoon and not have to worry about parking or not worry about having a couple beers and driving. So we walk a lot. And then luckily it's a small enough area that all my friends, got a couple of friends that are in walking distance too, so it's easy to mm-hmm. just like pop over and hang out without having to worry about driving or parking.
Sure. Makes total sense. And it is really nice. And on the flip side, have you experienced anything that you would consider a con or a downside of living that area, or has it all been great?
I personally love it. I know mm-hmm. there are people who, especially people coming from, I think, DC or coming from San Diego, there's not necessarily sure. as much to do as your big cities. There's not much of a nightlife in Monterey mm-hmm. at all, which I personally am okay with. So there's breweries, there's wineries. So it's like a nice like Saturday afternoon and then like go home and be in bed by 8 p.m. And there are some great bars and restaurants. It's just not a young crowd. I think the average age in Monterey is 55. So it's a little bit of an older crowd, a little bit of a slower small town feel. So I think that transition can be a little bit harsh for people who are looking for that late night activity.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like you're saying, the Monterey area, the peninsula, which we'll consider Carmel, Pacific Grove, Monterey, all these things, there are a lot of retirees and there are a lot of people who love golf. And so it is, like you're saying, it gives that older small town type feel a lot of times, which can be fun. But if you're looking for, like you're saying, a nightlife, depending on how much you want to commute to work, you might want to consider even looking up into Santa Cruz or into the Silicon Valley, because those are the areas that you're going to find that. But Monterey is a much slower pace of life. And so that totally makes sense. And I'm with you. I'm an old soul. I'm like a really boring person. So that really works for me, but potentially not some others. You mentioned earlier, 3-day weekends, the majority of your time. Have you had that ability to take any trips yet? Some like different excursions, or like down to Big Sur, up into the Silicon Valley, or up into wine country? Have you gotten to take advantage of that at all yet?
Yeah, and it's been great. I think one of the coolest parts about Central California is just like how much there is to do right outside of it. Mm-hmm. So Big Sur is about an hour to like Big Sur proper, but like 20 minutes and you're in the Carmel Highlands, and it's just kind of hills and cliffs, and you get kind of that like Big Sur feel without going very far. So a lot of hiking down there. I've been out to Yosemite a handful of times and out to the Sierras to just kind of, they're just so incredible, especially from the East Coast where mountains are hills. Being so close to so many cool mountain ranges is neat. I've gone up to Lassen National Park, which is a tiny little national park about 5 hours north of here. San Francisco's 2 hours. Napa's 2 hours, so I have a trip planned to Napa in a couple weeks. And I think I've been able to do some weekends away, because between Monterey Airport, which is like 10 minutes from here, and a little bit harder to fly out of just because you have to get a connecting flight depending on where you're going. But San Jose Airport is an hour from here, and they've got a ton of good Southwest flights. Flew down to San Diego last weekend, and it cost me $70 round trip on Spirit. So just for like a quick little like down and back, like that's perfect. So I think it makes everything really accessible.
100%. And for context, me too, my girlfriend lives in Coronado. I'm up in the Bay Area for the majority of my time in the San Jose area. And there's literally like 14 direct flights a day between San Jose and San Diego, and for like $60, right? And so it makes it really convenient and really easy. But it is tougher, right? Because if you're living in Monterey, it will take you that hour commute to get up into San Jose. But San Jose is a major international airport. So you really are about an hour away from a major airport that can get you anywhere that you need to go, right? Especially for like a 3-day weekend. You head up on Friday morning and it works out.
And San Francisco, the San Francisco airport is like really only another 20 to 30 minutes past that. So for like for my first break, I flew to Vietnam over to Asia. And so it's like just having that like big international airport, it is a little bit more like an hour and a half, 2 hours to plan for to get up there. But it kind of opens up the ability to travel internationally immensely. So
yes, 100%. No, that's great. I really appreciate it. And you've mentioned it's only been kind of on the shorter end so far, about 6 months there. But have you found any hidden gems that you've really liked, or things kind of in that Cannery Row or onto the Pacific Grove side that may be smaller or things, but you really like and you'd recommend someone coming into the area to take a look at?
Yeah, so big on wineries. And there's a winery out, it's about 15 minutes just in Carmel Valley, called Folktail. And it's just a magical little spot, and their wine member deals are great. So all of our friends have a membership there. And so every time we go, I don't think we pay anything to drink there. That's just nice. Because of all the membership deals. And it's just a great spot to spend a couple hours on an afternoon, or like it's a good date night spot. I've been on a bakery crusade since I got here. The bakeries in Monterey are fantastic. Yes. So there's one in PG, Pavel's Bakery, that is only open on Tuesdays and Saturdays, and you will stand in line for 30 minutes, but it's worth it. There's one in downtown Monterey that's on Alvarado Street called Ad Astra Bread Company, and their croissants are out of this world. And then I think the breweries Fieldworks is like the best spot for a Friday. When my other friends that have Friday classes get out of class, we go there. And it's just like a great like Friday at 2 p.m. spot to grab a beer. Kind of open air. Beers are great. So yeah, I think those are my favorites.
Yeah. I love it. I'm a big fan of those. I may have, like you're talking about the bakery scene in the Monterey. Oh, it's, I've eaten probably more than I should at both of those locations that you mentioned. So super delicious. And again, with the overall, I would say, theme of this generally being about housing and whatnot, can you talk a little bit about your experience as a renter in the area? Have you liked it? Now, looking back 6 months later, how has your experience been as a renter? Are you happy you rented? Because again, it's a really expensive area to buy. And so for a lot of people, renting is a really great option. So I just want for you to be able to give your experience as a renter and talk about the things that you've really enjoyed about it or any kind of downside or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, I was stressed out when I was looking for a place just because there's not a ton of availability. So once I found out I was coming, I started just kind of like watching the market and just kind of seeing what rentals were available and in what neighborhoods. And it was hard to kind of look at places without being here. One of the things I noticed across the board is everything, especially in Pacific Grove, is a lot older. So the kitchens are a lot more dated than some of the places that I've rented previously. There are not a lot of places with laundry in unit, which is a big change. So my apartment has a shared laundry between six units and it's in the garage, coin operated. Okay. So that's convenient compared to some other people. I have a lot of friends who go to laundromats or they've got hookups, but they didn't have a laundry. They didn't have a washer and dryer when they moved and they weren't going to buy one to rent for 2 years. So I think probably the kitchen and the laundry situation is like the biggest challenge. And I think you get a lot of small places. So Pacific Grove, when I moved here, everyone was like, beware of the Pacific Grove bedrooms. You're not going to be able to fit any furniture in there. And it is true. They're very small. So for me, it's fine because it's just me. And I was just looking for a small apartment, ideally with a guest room. But a lot of the places, it was like, oh, no, this is a very tiny little place. And you are paying a decent amount of your BH based on the location. I got really lucky with this one. It was actually rented by an NPS student and he was graduating and I was coming in and the man who owns it was very willing to have another NPS student come in. So I actually think to anybody that I was giving recommendations to, my recommendation would be to find somebody here and to network to find somebody who's leaving their place because that's like the easiest way to kind of find a rental. But I think the process, like, you just have to, like, as long as you're realistic going in of, like, it's an older area, it's going to be a little bit smaller, and it's going to cost a lot of money to rent regardless because it's Central California.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And I really appreciate you getting to say that because I think those are the trade-offs that people need to be considering when it comes to moving into the area, right? And so, because what we had, for example, we had an individual on earlier, Daishin, who purchased a home in Marina, right? And it's a newer construction. There's more space. You kind of have some of the updated things. But now you're 15 to 20 minutes outside. You're not really in the walking distance of the fun things of being in downtown Monterey, Cannery Row, Pacific Grove, right? Like, these are the trade-offs. But he does have a little bit bigger area. There's a kitchen and more space and all these different things, right? But again, it all comes down to the trade-off of what you want. And so I think that's really great. And I appreciate the insight and perspective, right? Because depending on what you want out of the experience kind of dictates those things. And at the end of the day, like you're saying, it's California. It's kind of going to be expensive regardless. In the Pacific Grove Monterey area, it's an old town, right? It's that old small town. And some of the buildings are older. The units are older. And so I really appreciate that insight. And so kind of just to wrap this up, honestly, and get there, do you have any recommendations for or parting thoughts or anything that you feel like we haven't touched on in terms of advice or recommendations for anyone getting ready to PCS, to the Naval Postgraduate School, and come out to Monterey? What thing would you tell a friend getting ready to come out here as it relates to moving, housing, or anything to do in the area?
I think I'd just say to like make sure to take advantage of like all of the opportunities. I think the opportunity to live somewhere, I mean, we have some awesome opportunities and awesome bases and places that we can live in the military, especially in the Navy. Yeah. But I think this one is probably hands down one of the most gorgeous places in the country. And so with some of those trade-offs of like what do you, like the house or the yard or living in base housing or whatnot, I do think that living, if there's an opportunity to live somewhere where you've got the ability to be in the middle of all of it and close to the water with a view of the water. I think I'm one of those people who's gone back and forth of like, oh, well, I should save a little bit of my BH. But I wake up every morning to the sound of crashing waves on Lover's Point. And like, that is something that like, I don't know that I'll ever have anywhere else in the country that I live. It's just gorgeous. So I think taking advantage of like how unique of a place this is, and it is such a short amount of time. Most programs are only about 2 years. So kind of just enjoying it fully for the 2 years that people are here.
100%. 100%. There is a magic to being on the peninsula, right? And being in that Pacific Grove, Monterey area. I was talking to my friend Kevin, and he was saying, he was like, I didn't realize how special of a place I was in until I would walk out of my like house that I was renting in Pacific Grove, and there were people painting the view of like my daily life, right? Like there are people painting, because it's exactly what you're saying. Right. It's the sunset over by Lover's Point and all these different things. And he was like, holy smokes, right? And it's one of the beauties and magics of choosing to live in Pacific Grove, Monterey, is exactly like you're saying. It's gorgeous. It's really nice. You're right by the water. There's so much history, and just, it's just a really calm, nice lifestyle. So tough to want to miss out on that.
It's going to be tough to beat after this.
No, absolutely. Perfect. Well, again, we'll get this wrapped up here, but I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time just to join us and have this conversation, right, and provide another differing perspective as it comes to neighborhoods and lifestyle that you could live when you come to MPS. So I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you so much for tuning in on this episode about being in Monterey. I hope you were able to get a little piece of information out of it and help you in your research as it comes to living in the Monterey Peninsula surrounding the Naval Postgraduate School. If you ever have any questions, feel free to reach out to me, grant@thevermeergroup.com. Otherwise, I hope you have an amazing day, and thank you so much for listening.